A Harvard-educated attorney sits in his corner office, earning six figures, yet feels trapped. A lottery winner celebrates a $10 million jackpot, only to file bankruptcy 3 years later. Meanwhile, someone who never finished college builds a real estate empire worth hundreds of millions. What separates these outcomes isn't luck, education, or even starting capital. It's something far more fundamental that our schools systematically fail to teach. This gap in our education system creates a world where high earners remain perpetually broke, while others with modest incomes build lasting wealth. The difference lies not in how much money you make, but in your financial intelligence, your ability to solve money problems rather than be paralyzed by them. When the rules of money fundamentally changed in 1971 and again in 1974, most people kept playing by the old rulebook, wondering why financial security became increasingly elusive. Understanding this shift is the first step toward building real wealth. Money is like a golf club. Expensive equipment won't improve your game without proper technique. This explains why lottery winners go broke and high-income professionals drown in debt. When gold hit $70 an ounce in 1972, greed drove investors to hold as prices soared toward $800, then watch helplessly as it crashed below $500. The lesson? The asset itself isn't valuable. It's the information about the asset that creates wealth or poverty. Financial intelligence differs from having money because money doesn't solve money problems. It changes which problems you face. The poor struggle with scarcity. The rich deal with excess and estate planning. Financial intelligence means welcoming problems as growth opportunities rather than avoiding them. Building wealth requires five distinct intelligences working together. Miss one, and the entire system collapses. Making money. Generate multiple income streams through value creation. A consultant combining speaking, online courses, and coaching can earn $1 million annually versus $30,000 from a single source. Protecting money. Use legal structures, tax strategies, and asset protection, the difference between paying 20% in taxes versus 35%. Budgeting money. Manage cash flow to create a surplus of at least 20% of income for investment. Leveraging money. Deploy strategic investments and compound interest, achieving 15% returns instead of the market's 8%. Improving information. Pursue continuous education, market analysis, and trusted advisors to refine decisions. These five intelligences create financial wholeness. Excel at making money but fail at protection, and wealth evaporates. Master budgeting but ignore leverage, and financial freedom remains elusive. Fresh out of the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in 1969, lucrative offers emerged: $60,000 at Standard Oil, $32,000 as an airline pilot. The choice? A $720 monthly position at Xerox Corporation. The goal wasn't immediate money. It was developing sales skills and conquering shyness, essential tools for entrepreneurship. Two brutal years followed, teetering on the edge of being fired. Then something shifted. Fear of rejection dissolved, and suddenly the Honolulu branch had a new top salesman. This struggle revealed a fundamental truth. The process itself creates wealth, not the money. This explains lottery winners and inheritance recipients who end up broke. They received money without the wealth-building process. As Warren Buffett notes, if you cannot control your emotions, you cannot control your money. The process demands not quitting when depressed, controlling temper when frustrated, and delaying gratification. The secret to making more money? Solving problems makes you rich. People pay to have their problem solved. Employees and self-employed individuals work for money, while business owners and investors work for assets that produce cash flow or appreciation. The rich get richer by building assets that work for them, producing passive income while they sleep. A farmer who ignores the bunnies, birds, and bugs feasting on his crops won't last long. Yet millions approach wealth this way, oblivious to financial predators. And here's the twist: many look harmless, even trustworthy. The most dangerous predators stand behind you because it's easier to reach into your pockets from that position. The B theme identifies them: bureaucrats, bankers, brokers, businesses, brides or beaux, brothers-in-law, and barristers. These are often people or organizations we love, trust, or respect, people we assume are on our side. Taxes represent our single largest expense. The frustration isn't about supporting civilization, but that bureaucrats rarely solve problems, meaning taxes must keep increasing. Understanding three income types becomes crucial: earned, portfolio, and passive. Working for earned income offers minimal tax protection. Banks pay you 5% interest while lending that same money at 20%, profiting enormously from your deposits. Most receive financial advice from brokers, essentially salespeople, not wealthy individuals. As Warren Buffett observed, Wall Street is the place people drive to in their Rolls Royce to take advice from people who ride the subway. The conventional wisdom to work hard, save money, get out of debt is outdated. Workers who earn more simply pay more taxes. Savers lose as currency declines. Sophisticated investors use debt as leverage to become richer. Traditional financial advice preaches restriction, cut spending, sacrifice, live below your means. This creates a budget for mediocrity, not wealth. The smarter alternative? Expand your means instead of shrinking your life. When spending exceeds income, conventional wisdom says cut back. The intelligent approach? Increase income, create surplus through generation, not deprivation. Make surplus non-negotiable by treating saving and investing as expenses. Take 30% off the top of all income for your asset column before paying other expenses, even when bills fall short, forcing you to hustle for more money. When paying yourself first, creditors scream loudest. Use this pressure as motivation to increase income rather than cave to their demands. Most people don't prioritize self-payment because no one threatens them. Starting in 1989 with a $5,000 rental property generating $25 monthly cash flow, consistent self-payment built a multi-million-dollar portfolio with over 1,000 units, plus a year's expenses in gold and silver. Financial IQ in budgeting equals the percentage reaching your asset column. Can't do 30%? Start with 3%. The key isn't deprivation, it's developing intelligence to generate more income than you can possibly spend. Financial intelligence matters more than your job title. Your bank account reflects your ability to solve money problems, not avoid them. The five financial intelligences are practical skills you can develop today. Start with your weakest area. Struggling to increase income? Focus on solving problems people will pay to fix. Losing money to taxes? Learn legal strategies the wealthy use. Living paycheck to paycheck? Pay yourself first, even if it's just 3%. Afraid of leverage? Gain control over your investments. Lacking information? Your financial education begins now. The wealth gap widens because most people cling to industrial age advice while living in the information age, seeking security instead of building intelligence. Your financial future isn't determined by the economy, your boss, or your starting point. It's determined by whether you'll welcome money problems as opportunities to grow smarter. That transformation starts with one decision: to see money differently.